is your host, Tom D, serving up another shot of the hard stuff. Join us for the next hour as we dig deep to unearth some forgotten relics from the rock and roll Stone Age. We kicked off tonight's show with a righteously rockin' number from Stepson, the song Rule in the Book, from their self-titled debut album. Although Stepson only released this one LP in 1974, most of the band members had already worked together in several other Portland-based groups, including the late 60s outfit Touch. Coming up next, we got a track from the group Help. We're going to hear a cut from Help's second album, appropriately titled Second Coming. We're going to hear the song Do You Understand the Words? We'll be right back. That was the South African group, Suk, with their version of Grand Funk Railroad's Aimless Lady. You can find that song on their 1970 LP, Time to Suk. You know, I think I might actually like this version more than Grand Funk's original. It's got a little more gusto. And now we leave South Africa and jet over to Switzerland to hear from the power trio Aftershave. We're going to hear a cut from their 1972 LP, Skin Deep, the song Near the Sun.
Yeah.
That was the Boston-based outfit Banshee with John Doe, the opening track from Banshee's 1971 LP, Thinkin', recorded at Electric Lady Studios in New York City. That was some nice percussion and tasty guitar work on that track. Okay, we're dialing the Wayback Machine to 1968 now to hear from 20th Century Zoo. This Phoenix, Arizona group managed to release a single LP before they called it quits. The album was called Thunder on a Clear Day, and we're going to hear the track Rainbow.
Back from out of time.
That's a song that deserved more attention than it got back in 1972. That was Ursa Major with Stage Door Queen. This group featured the songwriting, vocals, and guitar work of Dick Wagner, who previously led the Detroit area group The Frost. Ursa Major only released this one album before Wagner moved on to a successful career working with big names such as Alice Cooper and Lou Reed. And now we cross the Pacific Ocean to hear from the Flower Traveling Band, Japan's answer to Black Sabbath. These guys originally formed to record cover versions of American and British hard rock, but in 1971, they finally released an LP of their own original music. The album was called Satori, and we're going to hear the opening track, Satori Part 1.
We'll be right back.
Was Armageddon with Round from the LP simply entitled Armageddon. If you go looking for this record, be aware that there's literally a dozen groups from all around the world that recorded under this name. This particular Armageddon was based in Berlin, Germany, and released this one and only album in 1970. I'd like to take a moment now to thank all the folks who've made comments on the show at my blog site. Half the fun of doing these podcasts is hearing from everyone out there who's digging the music. I love hearing from you guys, so keep the comments coming. All right, we're going to stay in Deutschland a bit longer and hear a track from another German group. This band's called Die Schien, and the song's called Freedom.
Oh, do you see? set you free. Rest the freedom, so spread out seems to me. As far away as the garden.
eyes of truth in her youth. She was smiling. Are you warm? Are you cool? Satisfied with your sleep? Positively where it's at.
Was the UK group High Tide with the song Feudalist's Lament from their 1969 album Sea Shanties. This group featured the vocals and guitar work of Tony Hill, who previously was a member of the psych rock outfit The Misunderstood. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of another installment of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the sounds as much as I did. If there was something that you particularly enjoyed, I'd love to hear about it. You can post comments for me or see the playlist of tonight's show at sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. We're going to end the show tonight with a visit to the land of the long white cloud, New Zealand, to hear from the group Human Instinct. We're going to hear a cut from their 1970 LP, Stoned Guitar, the song Black Sally. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff. Thank you.
Transportation, driver, transporting a supercharged Dodge Challenger from Denver to San Francisco. Background, Medal of Honor in Vietnam, former stock and bike racer, former cop, dishonorably discharged. Now he uses speed to get himself up, to get himself gone. Everybody's after Kowalski.
Because you think we're queers.
For one reason or another.
Is there something I can do for you?
Well, like what?
Like anything you want.
Everybody wants a piece of his hide.
Maybe kill somebody. Maybe stole that big dude of his. Maybe both.
I'll get that son of a...
They want to get him and put him away. But they'll have to catch him first. It's the maximum trip at maximum speed. Vanishing point.